This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, LANL W87-1 nuclear warhead and proposed expansion into Santa Fe. The W87-1, a new plutonium pit for a proposed nuclear warhead for fighting a full-scale nuclear war, would be fabricated at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. A plutonium pit is a grapefruit-sized radioactive core of a nuclear warhead. The plutonium pit would fit on a proposed ground-based strategic deterrent intercontinental ballistic missile. Many people question the need for a new estimated $1 billion weapon, which they say is quote-unquote outdated and unnecessary. The total congressional budget request for LANL in fiscal year 2021 is approximately $3.7 billion. Approximately 80% is for nuclear weapons activities, or $3 billion. Recently, LANL signed two leases for nearly 96,000 square feet of space in three vacant office buildings in Santa Fe. LANL plans for 75 employees to be based in one building on the corner of West Alameda and Guadalupe, and 500 more in two buildings on the hill above the intersection of St. Michael's and Pacheco. It is calculated that of those employees, 460 will work on nuclear weapons. City officials and others have claimed that bringing LANL employees to Santa Fe will boost the economy, but many of them are already in Santa Fe working virtually, such as Tom Meeson, who is the LANL director, as well as president of Triad National Security, a limited liability corporation. CCNS asks that we look more closely at LANL's claim to boost the local economy. An extra cup of coffee in the morning, a bagel for lunch, a tank of gasoline, a trip to the bank to deposit the salaries of some of the highest paid employees in New Mexico? LANL's taxes are already contributing to Santa Fe's economy. Such claims depend on redefining what is meant by quote-unquote economic support, because there is no commercial product, nothing that is a benefit to the community. CCNS asks why Santa Fe is expressing enthusiasm for LANL's proposed expansion when on January 22nd, just 7 weeks ago, the International Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons went into force. It is the first treaty to categorically ban nuclear weapons. Like the treaties to ban chemical weapons, biological weapons, and landmines, once they went into force, the weapons manufacturers began to reduce or eliminate production, and financial institutions stopped investing in such businesses. As a community, questioning LANL plans is essential. Basha Miller, a CCNS board member, said, quote, however the concept of quote-unquote economic support is conceived, it cannot outweigh our responsibility to question LANL's operations, which risk nearly irreversible damage to our lands, health, and lives, and the well-being of the world, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org or listen to our podcast.